Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the Old Testament lesson, Deuteronomy 30, and I'd just like to review verses 19 and 20. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now, choose life, so that you and your children may live, and that you may love the Lord your God, listen to His voice, and hold fast to Him. This is God's word. Some choices in life are agonizing. It's almost impossible to decide which way to go. And when you feel like you have to choose between the lesser of two evils, well, that can be stressful, to say the least. But every once in a while, we're blessed with easy choices. Decisions like, what flavor of ice cream should I get? What should I get my daughter for her birthday? Those choices are fun. It's a pleasure to make them. Many times the answers are obvious. There's a few more choices that God sets before us today in His Word. Would you like prosperity or destruction? Do you prefer life or death? Well, those are kind of ridiculous questions, aren't they? Who in their right mind would choose death and destruction over life and prosperity? It's not really much of a choice, is it? And yet, these are precisely the questions Moses asked God's people during their desert pilgrimage, captured in Deuteronomy chapter 30. On one hand, Moses asked these questions because God told him to ask those questions. Good enough reason. But he also asked these questions because they needed to be asked in the way that they were asked. In other words, they needed to be framed that way to get the people's attention, just as they get our attention today. Would you prefer prosperity, blessing, or destruction and ruin? If it's life and prosperity you want, Moses says, then love the Lord your God, walk in His ways, keep His commands, decrees, and laws, then you will live and increase and be blessed. If it's death and destruction you want, Moses says, then just let your heart turn away from God, disobey Him, go ahead, find a false god to worship. That's a sure recipe for disaster, if that's what you're looking for. When phrased that way, these are ridiculous questions, aren't they? Who in their right mind would choose death and destruction over life and prosperity? It's really not much of a choice. The way to go is obvious, isn't it? Then why is it so hard for us to choose it? Why do we doubt God is right and to go His way means real life? Well, the Bible tells us each one of us is born with a terminal illness of the soul. It's passed on to us from the generations that came before. That terminal illness is called sinfulness. Because we have it, our hearts naturally are turned away from God. Our default setting is disobedience. And what that results in is we are drawn to other gods, and we worship those gods freely, even though there's a little part of us that suspects God's way is the way of life. We still choose destruction and ruin when we choose monetary wealth as the functional god of our lives, the thing that we say that makes us feel like somebody. When we choose worldly success at all costs as our functional god, the thing that makes me know I matter, we're choosing a false god. When we choose comfort, leisure, just feeling good as our god, when we choose a relationship with another being, another human being as our god, when we choose ourselves as the god of our life, when we put what I think, what I feel, what matters to me on the throne of my life, I've chosen ruin and destruction. Now, trust me, it's very easy to stand up here and say the words, who in their right mind would choose a way that leads to disaster? The words just roll off of the tongue. But my personal record of actions tell the truth. It's a record of bad choices. Choices, if gone unchecked, would just lead me off the cliff. I guess Moses' questions aren't so ridiculous after all. So the question still remains, will you choose life or destruction? Will you turn away from the gods of your own making and turn to Jesus? Will you turn to Christ, the only person who ever kept God's commands, laws, and decrees perfectly? The only one who ever loved God with total faithfulness? Will you turn to Jesus, God's own Son, for the forgiveness only He is in a position to give? Will you come to Christ who purchased your full pardon by His bloody death on the cross? Jesus is your life. He is the way out of the bad choices that you have made. He is the way to the land that God wants to include you in. He is God's love in human flesh and bones, sent here to meet His Father's demands for perfection and to become your substitute. To substitute His perfection for your track record. To be your substitute in punishment. To be punished on the cross so that you don't have to be. To share His resurrection and eternal life with you. To be your source of love. You see, right here is the great surprise of the Christian message. You can turn to Jesus because He turned to you first. To use the language Moses uses in Deuteronomy, God chose you. He chose you when Jesus was given to you in the sacrament of holy baptism. He chose you when God's Word and Holy Spirit began working on your heart and your mind. And with the water and the Word of God comes a connection with Jesus that has constant benefits for you. With the water, with the name of God, came the gift of faith itself, the ability to receive God's great gifts, like hands reaching out to receive a birthday present or a Christmas present. That same gift of faith enables you to receive and actively pursue God's way. To choose it, in other words. Now here's a comparison I hope is helpful. If we took a fish out of water and laid it on dry ground, we all know what would happen. It would flop around, right? Flop around until it couldn't flop anymore. Why? Because it wasn't made for life out of the water. Now, if you took that same floppy fish and threw him back into the water that you got him out of, you would get an instant reaction. The fish would move energetically and gracefully and probably quickly away from you. Why? Because it was made for life in the water. It gets its life from the water. The fish only works right when it's submerged. Outside of the water, there's only panic and pain until there's no more life. Do you see where this is going? Every single day, you and I can either flop around desperately, going our own way, thinking we're doing the right thing, or we can move with grace and poise in the way that God has designed. And you can think of that as a choice, I suppose. God will let you flop around in the grass if that's what you want. But what sense does that make? Look at everything God wants to give you. Life, blessing, forgiveness, a new start, purpose, love, everlasting life in heaven. He doesn't ask you to earn those things, any of them. Not a single one. He just wants you to trust Him and get in His water. Will you? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, order my footsteps by Thy word and make my heart sincere. Let sin have no dominion, Lord, but keep my conscience clear. Make me to walk in Your commands, 'tis a delightful road. Nor let my head or heart or hands offend against my God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.